And welcome back to Focus this morning on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. This is Ty Taylor, joined now by New Boston Mayor Chris DeFries, promoting the New Boston Fish and Chicken Fry going on this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Chris, good morning, sir. Appreciate you taking some time to talk with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys.
Well, let's start by looking at this event, kind of just the excitement level of kicking things off on Friday going into Saturday. I mean, how does it feel with the event right around the corner?
It's getting pretty nerve-wracking, but hey, we got a great committee, and without our committee that puts this together, it wouldn't be a success. And we're looking forward to having everybody in our town again, our community, everybody bonding together once again for, 104 years now to put on this annual fish and chicken fry.
Well, yeah, you mentioned there the 104th annual event. So with that, I mean, can you speak to what this event kind of means to you personally, and then just also community-wide in New Boston and in the Mercer County area? I mean, events, it's rare you see them for over 100 years. So 104 years of this thing, what does it mean?
It's one of those things that when it was first brought about, you know, New Boston flooded and all the farmers got together and helped each other out a long time ago, 104 years ago, and they had a fish fry, and it just kind of stuck. And I remember growing up, I mean, all the way back to when I was 5 years old, I remember going to the fish fries, and every year it's the same thing, same chicken, same fish, and it's amazing taste. It just brings our community together and as a whole, and you get to see how much the people love our community, and it just brings us together.
Well, you mentioned the food there, of course, with the fish and chicken fry going on. There's a lot more than just the fish and chicken fry, though. It's really an event where there's something for everybody, whether you talk about, you know, there's musical entertainment, there's kids' activities throughout the day as well. It looks like side-by-side barrel racing is an event this
Absolutely.
Year, too. So can you just walk through kind of the schedule of events and what people can expect to come out Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. So 4 p.m. To question, you know, to whenever they pull out, we'll have vendors there on Friday. All of this takes place on Friday. So at 5 p.m., we'll start cooking pork chops. And it's, you know, it's the sales for the helps out the New Boston Baseball Association. 5 p.m. we'll do the bag sign up, and the bags tournament will start at 6. And then we'll have Shelton Biddle and the band out there from 6 to 10 Friday night. So we're going to kick it off starting all of that on Friday. And then on Saturday, if you want to be in the parade sign up starts at 9 a.m. and the parade kicks off at 10. And then you're going to have at 11 a.m. the vendors are going to be back. And then we're going to start serving fish from 11 to 6. The children's activities will start from 11 to 6. Then we have a horseshoe sign up at 11, which will kick that off at noon, along with the side-by-side barrel racing. Sign up at 11 o'clock for that as well. And then we have our local hometown people, Dave and Missy McDonald, who will be performing from 1 to 4. And then from 5 to 7, we have Nova Lights Band. And then, of course, we end the night with fireworks. So, and then, you know, from 7:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., the 6 Mile Band will be playing. So that's pretty much wraps it up for Friday and Saturday.
Well, when you talk about this event in terms of the people who come out and enjoy it, you know, year in and year out, what's the type of feedback you get from people? Like, where does the enjoyment come from, you think?
I think they always want to know what our recipe is for the chicken and the fish. No, they just love to come out and sit underneath the pavilion, listen to the bands, you know, and it brings them, you know, it's a chance to get caught up with some old friends because, you know, we have a lot of people that come from different parts of the states just to come to this fish fry, you know, people that's grown up there. And it gives them a time to sit around and get caught up on the gossip and everything that's going on in New Boston, and just basically brings people together. And that's what they love the most.
Again, we're speaking with New Boston Mayor Chris DeFries, promoting the 104th annual New Boston Fish and Chicken Fry going on this weekend. And as we wrap up with you, I mean, just maybe speaking to somebody who's never been to the New Boston Fish and Chicken Fry, what would be your sales pitch to get someone to come over and try it out?
Eat the fish. That's all I can say. The fish is amazing. The fish, the chicken. You're going to see some raffles also. We're going to have, you know, we're raffling off. Well, you guys donated Adventureland tickets, so we'll be raffling those off as well. So, I mean, it's just a good time for all to just have, whether you just walk around looking at the vendors or sitting around listening to the music and eating your chicken or your fish or both. And just the camaradership is just amazing.
Chris DeFreeze, appreciate the time, sir, and enjoy the new Boston Fish and Chicken Fry this weekend. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ty.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.